When you're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, this love is always right.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You know she from Puerto Rico.
Lie like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce outside cooling, I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, I call that placebo. Father, Son, and Spirit, that's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me, poor me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival. Ever since I had swung viral, she been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival. Ever since I had swung viral, she been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the.
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh, girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you one time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by, but just wasting time. Try to prove who's right, if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time changed. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. When I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey. Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, I'm feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you let them play games. Games, don't you let them play games. Games, don't you let them play games. I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go, yeah. Take this show on the road. I said, you know how we roll. Where we headed, heaven knows. Take this show on the road. We go, yeah. Take this show on the road. We go,
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
One last time in Frisco in 2023. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the final game from Riders Field this season as the Rough Riders close out the series with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and head to Amarillo next week for the final series of the season. Just eliminated from playoff contention yesterday, so the silver lining to that is that we come into this game knowing it will be the last one, rather than heading into next series saying, well, maybe they'll make the playoffs, maybe they won't, and then in retrospect realizing at some point we play the final game, but we come into this one knowing this will be the last until April of 2024. So thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. It's game number 130 on the season for the Rough Riders, who are now two games under 500 in the second half. And like I said, just yesterday dropping below Amarillo by an insurmountable margin. And so the Rough Riders have seven games to go this season to try to close out on a hot streak, albeit with no possibility for a postseason. Northwest Arkansas is 31-30. They're in contention for a playoff berth, 2.5 games out of first place in the North Division. So on this September 10th, the Rough Riders turn to Nick Krauf, the final home game of the season. And Nick has had a good stretch of late, three straight appearances with only one run allowed his last three starts. Overall on the year, a 4-10 record and an ERA of 5.8. His counterpart today for the Naturals is a 24-year-old out of St. Joseph, Missouri. Seventh-round pick from University of Central Arkansas, Noah Cameron. The southpaw has an ERA of 5.97 and a 3-9 record. He gets his 16th start of the season for the Naturals today. First pitch at 6:05 here on Fan Appreciation Day and Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. Well, since it is Nick Krauf's final home start of the season, final home game, we will chat with Nick after the break. Second part of a conversation we had, Krauf and I, back just a couple days ago, and we'll play the second part of that conversation next on the pregame show. Nick Krauf, starting pitcher, coming up right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back in the pregame show. We've got part two of a conversation with Nick Krauf, right-handed starting pitcher out of University of Connecticut. Here's the rest of this conversation with Nick Krauf. We mentioned some stuff outside of baseball. Let's even go further to kind of what you hope to accomplish whenever baseball's done, and hopefully that's years and years down the road. But what do you imagine that life looking like, both in terms of career, but also other elements that you hope your life will include down the road?
Yeah, for one, definitely want to be a dad, want to have a family. That's something that's really important to me growing up, just having all my family pretty close to me all the time. Just a really big piece. I'd say career-wise, I'd like to get my private pilot license at some point. I think that would be a really cool hobby to have one day. I've always loved flying. But yeah, I just want to work hard, have a good life, you know. Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got right now.
Have you taken any steps, flown any at all, or doing ride-alongs, that sort of thing?
Not in a while. On my 14th birthday, I went up with an instructor and logged my first flight, but baseball kind of happened, and college, and now I'm here. So that'll be something in the future, yeah, for sure, that I'll try and knock out. But, yeah, I mean, it's been cool having Bush and Duffy here, just kind of seeing how they've had their different paths, and right, it's like, dang, Duffy's got this cool room with 20 jerseys from all his teammates, where it's like, yeah, I want to have that one day. You know, I want to make a career in baseball, start a family, you know, be a good dad. So, it's kind of my future plan, but you never know. You never know what's in store and what he's got for you, so.
I can change.
Yep.
Last thing here with Nick Krauf, since we mentioned what it looks like to be a dad, and there's some dads on this team. I was just talking with Seth Nordland recently, and the last question I asked him was, how to get your picture of a good dad. Where do you get that information from, and what do you base it off of? So what piece of wisdom, whether it's a person, whether it's some sort of, whatever it is, where do you get your picture of being a good dad and a good husband, like whatever that role model is, where do you get that picture from?
I mean, I definitely have to say from my own dad, just seeing the way he's gone about work, life, out of school stuff, sports, extracurriculars, like they were always there to support us. You know, the truth is better than a lie, that kind of stuff, where sometimes you got to own up to something, but it's better in the long run. I'd also say just I've had a lot of quote-unquote father figures in my life, whether it's a lifting coach or a college coach. I think every person you can kind of learn bits and pieces from of, hey, this guy had a really good life, or this guy's kind of had a tough one. What is different than mine? Or just kind of speculating, but also knowing that I got a really good family, and the way I was raised worked for me. Yeah. So kind of take that as a blueprint. Yeah. And I mean, being a parent, I can't even imagine that yet, but one day that challenge will arise, and we'll get there. Yeah. But and I'd say my dad and my grandpa, just good values. Yeah.
Well, I have confidence you're going to do a great job one day. So
I
look forward to seeing that. Nick, keep trying hard on the mound. You're doing well. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you. All
right. There's Nick Ralph on the Riders Baseball Network. The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the last time we're going to do this from Riders Field in 2023, that is give you the starting lineups here for the 68th and final home game in Frisco this season. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. It's the Northwest Arkansas Naturals rematching for a sixth and final time here this week against your Frisco Rough Riders. Well, for Tommy Shields and the Naturals, the starting lineup begins with Tyler Tolbert. The leadoff hitter plays shortstop today in his 124th game this season. He hits .274 for Northwest Arkansas this year. Diego Hernandez bats second and plays center field. Jorge Bonifacio bats third, the right fielder. Tucker Bradley hits fourth and plays left field. Leonel Valera is at the hot corner and hitting fifth. Jason Guzman is in the six hole today. He gets the designated hitter assignment. Dylan Schrum bats in the seven spot and patrols first base. Javier Vaz is next to him at second base and hitting eighth. Kyle Hayes gets his first start of the series. He bats ninth and catches today for the Naturals. Now for Carlos Cardoza, his last lineup card filled out at Riders Field this year. It's Caber Rodriguez leading off and playing shortstop, where he's been at that same position all week long. Wyatt Lankford bats second and plays left field. Been a fun series for the first-year professional. Five games played so far, four hits and five walks. Liam Hicks bats third, the DH, hitting .267 to lead the team, lead the active roster this year. Then it's Kellen Strom hitting cleanup and playing center field. Aaron Zavala bats fifth, and in right field, Chris Cease at the hot corner batting sixth. Franier Chavez batting seventh and playing first. Scott Capers hitting eighth and catching today. Devin Hurdle gets his first double-A appearance and playing at second base for a guy who just finished out his college career this year at Nebraska at Omaha. The Rough Riders losing yesterday, dropping a late lead, led in the ninth inning, but gave up four runs in the ninth. Ended up losing 7-4. Seven runs on 10 hits for the Naturals, four runs on six hits for Frisco. With the Rough Riders leading 4-3 in the ninth inning, but could not hold on to the lead. And with Amarillo winning yesterday, the Rough Riders had to win out the rest of the way and get a bunch of help, but they lost yesterday and were eliminated from playoff contention. And so today is the first game we have played this season where the Rough Riders came into it knowing there's no chance for the playoffs. But they hope to finish out on a good streak and finish with a win at Riders Field. First pitch is next when Nick Krauth comes out to throw. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
For the final time in 2023, the Frisco Rough Riders are at home in the series finale against Northwest Arkansas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, one last time. I'm Zach Bigley alongside Josh Worden, and very happy to have you along as Nick Krauth takes the ball for the Rough Riders. The Rough Riders looking to win their second game in this six-game series as they've dropped the last three, including last night 7-4 against Northwest Arkansas in a game in which they led 4-3 going into the top of the ninth inning and allowed four runs to the Naturals. They look to rebound off that and
And Nick Kraut looks to build off of a really nice couple weeks for Rough Riders starters. Jack Leiter went five innings, allowing just two runs in yesterday's game with five strikeouts. And Kraut is also looking to build off what has been a very nice stretch for him. The 24-year-old out of Concord, California, has allowed just one run in each of his last three starts. He stands 6'3", 170 pounds, out of the University of Connecticut. Nick Kraut on the season with the Rough Riders, making his 23rd appearance and his 21st start of the season. Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop, is ready to go, and so are we. Josh, let's do it one final time.
I'm ready. I don't want it to be over, but let's do it.
Well, the season's not over quite yet.
Right.
That's the good thing, is the Rough Riders will have six more games on the road in Amarillo, but it's the final home game of 2023 for Frisco. Nick Kraut against the right-hander Tyler Tolbert. Here's the right-hander's wind in the first pitch of the ballgame. It's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. We're underway at 6:06 in the p.m. on this gorgeous Sunday evening. 90 degrees, our first pitch temperature, and sun up above. Here's the wind in the 0-1. It's at the bottom of the zone, a called strike on the outside corner, and quickly 0-2 on Tolbert, the shortstop, who got the day off yesterday and is 5-for-17 in the series. He's stolen three bases in the set to give him an even 50 on the year here at the AA level. The 0-2. Outside, it's one ball and two strikes. Nick Kraut goes with a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup with his arsenal, a five-pitch mix. The 1-2. A low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes on Tolbert. Kraut, as mentioned, has been good in those last three starts, including one of his best starts all season his last time out. It was his second quality, or I should say his first quality start. He allowed just one run over six innings. The 2-2, high and inside, nearly hit him on a fastball at 92 miles an hour up and in. And it's three balls and two strikes now on Tolbert, who steps out. And hopefully he's okay. It looked like he might have hurt his back as he walks very gingerly back up to the plate. Kellen Martin, our home plate umpire, giving him some time. Steven Rios Jr. has first base duties on the umpire's side. Mickey Smith at third. The 3-2. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. And Nick Kraut begins the ball game with a strikeout, looking one away. Well-located pitch by Nick Kraut, who is our pregame guest today with Josh on the interview. Another guy who's just phenomenal on this team as a human being. A great interview as well. Diego Hernandez stands in, left-handed batter. First toss is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kraut has an older brother, Ben, who is a minor league veteran, former San Antonio Mission last year, but came up through the Guardian system. The 0-1. Bunted down the third baseline. Cease comes up, picks, fires on the run to first. Low, and Chavez can't pick it at first base. And Devin Hurdle is there to back it up. And they say Hernandez did not turn around the baseline, so he's safe at first, and we'll see how that one is scored. Cease read it perfectly. He was already almost halfway to the plate when he picked up that ball, and a tough throw on the run. He spiked it into the ground, and Chavez was not able to pick it. Well, Hernandez is aboard at first base, and they do say E5 on the throw. So Jorge Bonifacio stands in from the right side. A quick throw over to first base, and it went off Hernandez and goes off the facing of the dugout down the right side, but Hernandez does not advance, and he is now limping over at first base, and wow, he just goes straight into the dugout, or towards the dugout. And he crouches down, and hopefully he is okay. The athletic trainer, Danny Acola, is out of the dugout and going to check on him. I believe that throw just hit him. Straight up. Didn't quite see where it hit him. He's trying to walk it off, and now he takes a jog down the first baseline. We're just underway here in the top of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Northwest Arkansas has had the advantage in this series, going 7-4 in the first 11 games so far this season, including a 4-1 mark this week. Jorge Bonifacio has really hit well against the Rough Riders this year, and the first pitch his way. It clips the outside corner for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Bonifacio in 10 games against the Rough Riders and over 1,000 OPS, 3 homers, and 12 RBIs in those 10 games. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a chopper out to short. Rodriguez backhand flips on his second for one. Hurdle on to first, not in time. Bonifacio beats out a potential inning-ending double play. There are two outs in the fielder's choice. That goes 6-4. Two outs, runner at first for Tucker Bradley. No score in the first. Really nice job by Rodriguez, knowing that Hernandez, because he was kind of hobbled, was not going to be very speedy in getting that out at second base. Bonifacio does not run well, but he runs well enough to beat out that double play. And Tucker Bradley, left-handed batter, a big game yesterday. The pitch. This is down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. After the game was tied in the top of the ninth inning, Tucker Bradley hit a go-ahead 3-run home run last night into the Lazy River in right center field. Here's the stretch and the offering in. There's a drive to right center field. This one right in Aaron Zavala. He's there to make the catch, and it retires the side in the first. Now Nick Krauth allows a base runner on an error, and he leaves him stranded in the first inning. No runs, no hits, an error, a runner left on. Bottom of the first next, Northwest Arkansas nothing. Frisco coming up when we come back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning in the final game at home for the Rough Riders in 2023. No score. Kimber Rodriguez leads it off for Frisco against Noah Cameron, the left-hander. The shortstop with a home run in this series. He's 5-for-16. Closed off stance, first pitch. There's a fly ball hit well out to deep left field. This one's way back and gone! Third home run for Kamer Rodriguez. And the Rough Riders lead 1-0 in a blink of an eye. Fourth leadoff home run of the season for the Rough Riders and the first from Rodriguez. Frisco out in front early on. miles an hour off the bat. 375 feet to left field. Kaber Rodriguez with a solo home run to get the Rough Riders going. Here's Wyatt Langford now, the pitch. This is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. So on the first pitch of the game, Noah Cameron allows the leadoff homer, the 1-0. On the outside edge of the changeup for a strike, and it's 1-1. Noah Cameron, the left-hander, a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, and changeup. The offering home. That one's grounded foul left side. It's one ball and two strikes. He's had his problems this year with the home run, especially to right-handers. Right-handers have now hit 12 of the 14 home runs that he has given up this year. 16th start of the season with Northwest Arkansas. The pitch.
Langford puts it in the air onto shallow right field. Long run, Bonifacio still coming. It drops in, base hit. Wyatt Langford singles into right center field. A little blooper on a 1-2 pitch. He picks up the single. First two have reached for the Rough Riders in the first inning. Here's Liam Hicks. And the 15 starts for Noah Cameron. He's 3-9 with a 5.97 ERA. 63 and a third innings, 63 strikeouts. The pitch. Hicks bounces it right side. A high chopper hits a trampoline and makes its way into right field. Langford around second on his way to third. He stops right there. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. First three have reached against Cameron. Man, that thing just hit the ground and took off. Way over Strom at first base. And Kellen Strom stands in now for the Rough Riders. Strom has three hits in the series, one a double, one a triple. Those both came in the same game. Infield up the middle, a double play depth. Here's Cameron from the stretch, and he offers home. A bunt fouled back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Noah Cameron was supposed to start earlier this series for Northwest Arkansas, but he missed his start due to a very good reason. He and his wife, Casey, welcomed in their first son. His name is August. He was born back on September 3rd. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. High and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. So congratulations to the Cameron family. Noah and Casey welcoming in young August Cameron into the world. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Strom checks his swing on a pitch that misses down in the dirt, and it's not far enough away for Langford to come in to score, but Hicks does move down to second base on the wild pitch, and the runners are now at second and third, and a double play is no longer in order. But nobody out. Runners at second and third, two balls and one strike on Kellen Strom. Or did he go? No, it's one ball and two strikes. He did go around on the check swing. The 1-2 on the Riders center fielder. Here's Cameron ready from the stretch. And he delivers home. Whacked foul right side on the line. And it's one ball and two strikes still on the center fielder. Cameron began the season in High A Quad Cities, making seven starts there. 2-2 with a 3.60 ERA. And then promoted up here to the double A level. Was back in May. The pitch. Just inside with a curveball. Two balls and two strikes. 6'3", 220-pound left-hander, 24 years old, out of St. Joseph, Missouri. Went to Central Arkansas, former seventh-round pick in 2021. 2-2. Hard ground ball foul down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes on the Frisco center fielder, Kellen Strom, playing in his 115th game this season, the most out of any Rough Riders player. Cameron ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Fouled away off to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Well, this damage has happened very quickly, and now a prolonged at-bat for Strom. The first three hitters just saw a combined five pitches. Two balls and two strikes. Here she comes. Check swing liner foul right side into the seats. Still two balls, two strikes. This is four foul balls in the inning for Kellen Strom. Aaron Zavala on deck. 1-0 Frisco on a leadoff home run by Cameron Rodriguez. The pitch. Down low in the dirt. Good take on a curveball. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat upcoming to Kellen Strom, who, as we've talked about this series, has his family in town, his mom and dad, Kurt and Kim, and his grandparents, Pam and Bill. Here's the payoff pitch. Low for ball four. Great plate appearance by Kellen Strom. He works a 10-pitch walk. And Aaron Zavala comes in with the bases loaded. 1-0 Frisco already, and a chance to put this game to bed here in the first inning. Before that, time called, Larry Carter, the pitching coach, emerges from the dugout, and he'll go chat with Noah Cameron. While he's doing that, let's introduce you to the defense behind Cameron today. It's Tucker Bradley in left field, Diego Hernandez in center, and Jorge Bonifacio is out in right field. The entire infield all up on the mound right now. Part of the mound visit, it's Leonel Valera at third base, Tyler Tolbert the shortstop, Javier Vaz is at second base, Dylan Shrum the first baseman all by his lonesome over there on the infield, and Kyle Hayes gets the start. Just his third game he's played in all season between high A and here in double A, in which he is making his second start. Well, he's back behind the plate after the mound visit is over. Rough Riders leading 1-0, and they have the bases loaded and nobody out here in the first inning. Not exactly what Noah Cameron envisioned coming back from the birth of his son, but trying to work out of the inning. Left on left here was Zavala at the plate. And the first offering. On the outside corner with the first pitch changeup, it's 0-1. Cameron has been much better against lefties than righties. We talked about the power numbers. Well, the batting average numbers mirror those power numbers as well. The 0-1. At the bottom of the zone, outside corner, well-located pitch with a fastball. And it's 0-2. Zavala calls time. He's allowed 12 of the 14 homers to righties. Well, righties are also hitting .328 against him. Lefties just .232. He already allowed a base hit to the left-hander, Liam Hicks. 0-2 pitch on the way. Zavala swings and misses, and a good breaking ball away. Struck him out with a curveball, and Zavala's down on three pitches. One away on the first strikeout for Noah Cameron, and here's Chris Sees. Rough Riders have been very good with the bases loaded this season. 9 grand slams. Cease in from the right side in the first pitch. He takes down low and inside. It's 1-0, no strikes. Cease with the bases loaded this year is 3-for-9 with 10 RBIs. He has 2 doubles. The 1-0. He puts it in the air down the right field line. Long run Bonifacio still going, and it's a foul ball. Into the seats, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders wearing their throwback uniforms today, something that we've seen a lot of, especially here in this homestand. It was 20th anniversary weekend last weekend. Wore these uniforms all 3 days. Here's the 1-1. Sees swings and fouls it to the right side, and it's 1-2, and they're wearing them here in this final home game of the season for a throwback Sunday. Final time they'll be wearing these uniforms for a while, which is kind of crazy to think about. Won't be having these throwback uniforms next year. There's the 1-2 offering to Chris Sees. Swinging a foul back into Hayes' glove, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Noah Cameron with the bases loaded. So bases loaded, nobody out. Now bases loaded and 2 outs, and here's Franier Chavez. A switch hitter bats from the right side. 1-0. Frisco leads it on a leadoff solo homer by Caber Rodriguez on the first pitch of the game to Frisco. And then it went base hit, walk. And now strikeout, strikeout. First pitch. Chavez watches one huddle to the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Got to take advantage of this opportunity with the bags packed. Langford at third base. Hicks at second. Strom at first. The 0-1. Swinging a soft roller back up the middle. Tough play. Second baseman Vaz has got it. Fires off balance to first, and it's in time to get Chavez, and the side is retired. Well, the Rough Riders get a run. They could have had many more. It comes on 3 hits, no errors, and 3 left on base. We're into the top of the second inning next. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas.
We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Riders Field. The Rough Riders leading 1-0 over Northwest Arkansas on a Caber Rodriguez solo home run to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Leonel Valera due up against Nick Krauth to start off this second. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on this gorgeous Sunday evening in Frisco. With all the heat that we've had over the last couple months, it's really nice to have a 90-degree first pitch. Right-hander against right-hander to start the second in the first offering. Low and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Valera hitting .209 on the season over 74 games between his time in the Nats organization with Harrisburg and here, the 1-0. Outside corner, a strike, 1-1. He was released from the Nats organization in July and signed 3 days later by Kansas City. Finds himself here, the 1-1. Breaking ball slithers to the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Valera so far in this series, 3-for-12. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He busted him inside with a fastball and got a late, feeble swing, and Valera's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Nick Krauth, and there's one away for Jason Guzman. Nick Krauth, in that quality start he had his last time out last week against Corpus Christi, didn't strike out a single batter in six innings, and he's got two through 1 1/3 innings. First toss to Guzman is flared in the air out to left field. Wyatt Langford back a couple steps. He's got it measured, and he puts it away. A one pitch for the second out in the second inning. Three straight retired by Krauth, and Dylan Shrum stands in. Drum 3-for-12 in the set. He's walked six times, though. First toss. Just flutters inside. One ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders, good to see them taking an early lead. They continue to score in the first inning. The 1-0. Over for a strike. 1-1. They could have had many more. They had the bases loaded and nobody out and couldn't push a run across. But they do score. The 1-1. Just inside again. It's two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders have now scored in the first inning of seven of their last 15 games. They lead the Texas League in first inning runs this year. 2-1. Shrum flicks it foul back behind home. Two balls and two strikes. And so it just continues in this finale of the series. Infield straight up, outfield to pole for the first baseman batting from the right side, and he calls time. Back in from the right side again. Krauth has his sign, 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes, second three-ball count for Krauth in the game. And Nick Krauth, 4-10 with a 5.80 ERA coming into this one. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Got him with the curveball low and away. And Nick Krauth has his third strikeout and a 1-2-3 second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the second coming up next. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're into the bottom half of the second inning from Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Naturals in this series finale. Rough Riders with a solo home run from Kaber Rodriguez in the first inning on the first pitch. Then they had the bases loaded with nobody out and couldn't push another run across. Noah Cameron looking for a bit of a redemption inning. He fires home to Scott Capers. It's down low and inside with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Capers the catcher, 2-for-6 in this series with a couple RBIs. The 1-0 offering. Grounder foul down the left field line. One ball and one strike now on the catcher. Rough Riders with 8-9-1 due up in this second inning after sending 7 to the plate to start off. Capers has been swinging the bat much better lately. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. He swings and misses and a ball down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Capers had a two-run single earlier in this series that hit the second base bag, allowing two runs to come into score. And then a solid single back up the middle. He had such a great start to the season. And he's trying to get back to that form. The 1-2. He swings and misses, and a good curveball below the zone for strike 3. Noah Cameron strikes out his 3rd. One away, and that brings Devin Hurdle up to the plate for his Double-A debut. Devin Hurdle, the second baseman who was playing earlier this year at the University of Omaha, Nebraska. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. First pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. He had a wonderful junior year, hitting .397 at Omaha, Nebraska, but 23 years old. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Good changeup below the zone. And so his age scared a lot of teams off from drafting him. He went home after finishing up at Omaha, Nebraska, and was just hanging out at home. Got a call to join the Cape Cod League, and he went up there for a week. The 0-2. Chopped foul down the left side into the Riders' dugout, and it's still 0-2. And then the MLB draft happened. All 20 rounds went by. He didn't hear his name called, and then 2 hours after the draft finished, he got a phone call. The 0-2. Fouled down at the plate, and it's still no balls and two strikes. It was from his agent saying the Rangers wanted to sign him, and he jumped at the opportunity. He was willing to sign for any amount of money, and the Rangers gave him a little bit more than he was expected. He was thrilled. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, lined into left field, and he's got his first Double-A hit. Welcome to Frisco, Devin Hurdle. He attacked an 0-2 hanging curveball at the bottom of the zone and lined it into left field. He's got himself a one-out single here in the second. Congratulations to Devin Hurdle. He had joined the Arizona Complex League for 2 games, went to Down East at the low-A level, was there for a little bit over 20 games, and now promoted up to Double-A. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Bottom half of the second. And he said he was shocked that he was sent up here to Double-A. The 0-1. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. He said it's been an absolute whirlwind over the last few months, and he never expected to be here in Frisco.
on September 10th, but here he is. And he said he just wants to take advantage of the opportunity, and he certainly is doing that with a single in his first career AB. He takes off. The 1-1 is down low and inside. The throw is way offline. And Hurdle has himself not only his first hit, but his first steal here at the AA level. It looked like Hayes slipped as he was throwing, and it went way to the third base side of the second base bag. The second baseman Vaz had to come off the bag to grab it. A Hurdle in scoring position now. And it's two balls and one strike on Rodriguez. A man in scoring position for Rodriguez, who hit his third home run of the season on the first pitch to the bottom half of the first. Cameron stretches and deals in the 2-1. High and outside, three balls and one strike.
I'm impressed Hurdle was going early. I mean, he only stole four bases in college this year, 42 games, but he's aggressive here at AA.
Why not? You're at the level.
Right.
Here's the 3-1. High and outside, ball four. Okay, Rodriguez earns the walk. Two aboard with one out, and here's Wyatt Langford, another guy who was in college just a few months ago. Made his AA debut 57 days after he was drafted. Wyatt Langford singled to right field in the first. He's now 5-for-17 to start his AA career in his first six games. He's got the average up to .294. He has two doubles, two RBIs. The biggest thing that has impressed, though, five walks and just one strikeout. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes to Wyatt Langford. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second inning. Trying to add on to that. Frisco stranded three in the first inning. Now they have two on the pond here with one down. The 1-0. Langford watches it down in the dirt, skips away from the catcher Hayes, and both runners advance. A wild pitch, and now it's runners at second and third, and two in scoring position for the Rough Riders. A 2-0 count on Langford. Liam Hicks on deck. Langford, a big-time run producer at Florida. One of the big reasons why he was selected fourth overall was his bat. He stands back in from the right side. And the 2-0. He swings, breaks his bat, lofts it down the left field line, drops in fair. Hurdle scores. Rodriguez around third. Langford on his way to second. He's safe ahead of the throw. Two-run double for Wyatt Langford. Rough Riders lead 3-0. Now, one thing he didn't have to worry about at Florida was the wooden bat. This time he breaks his first bat here at the AA level. But he picks up a couple RBIs. It's his third double with the Rough Riders. And Frisco has a 3-0 lead through two innings. Now Liam Hicks bats. Man, how impressive has Wyatt Langford been? This guy has been as advertised. First pitch to Hicks is a strike, and it's 0-1. With a breaking ball on the upper edge inside corner. Langford with a two-run two-bagger. The speed has maybe been one of the things that has shown up the most that you maybe wouldn't think about. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hicks almost swings out of his helmet with that. And it's 0-2. Wyatt Langford has been able to show off the speed, getting a couple doubles on balls that might be singles for most guys. He finds himself at second base on that one. 0-2 on Hicks, who singled in the first inning. His grandparents are big fans of the broadcast. Hello to George and Ellie Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in. The pitch. Misses down low off the outside corner in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. Three nothing Frisco here in the bottom of the second. Langford takes his lead from second base. Cameron ready from the stretch. He brings in the 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball out to deep right field. Bonifacio back, reaches over his glove all the way to the wall. Langford chugs around third. He scores easily. Hicks into second base, replacing Langford with an RBI double. 4-0 Frisco.
pouring it on early against Noah Cameron. A hard line drive over Bonifacio in right field. An RBI double for Liam Hicks. He's 2 for 2 today. Kellen Strom now takes his turn, who had one of the best plate appearances of the day so far for Frisco with a 10-pitch walk in the first. Right-handed batter against the left-hander Cameron, who readies and fires. Changeup outside, 1-0. Now the Rough Riders with 4 runs on 6 hits, while Nick Krauth hasn't allowed a non-error base runner through 2 innings on the other side. The 1-0. Swinging a chopper, left side of the infield, backhanded stop, Tolbert at short, scissor steps, fires, and he just gets Kellen Strom by half a step. There's the second out of the inning. Hicks remains at second base with the ball hit in front of him. And now it's Aaron Zavala's turn. Struck out on 3 pitches back in the first inning. 4-0 Frisco, bottom half of the second. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed bat. First toss. He swings, grounds it up the middle. The second baseman, Vaz, dives, stops it from his knees, fires to first, and it's just in time. Oh, Zavala thought he beat it. He didn't. It was a beautiful play by Javier Vaz, diving to his right side and throwing him out from his knees. It retires the side in the second, but 3 runs across for the Rough Riders on 3 hits, no errors. And they stranded one. Top of the third inning next. 4-0 Frisco. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Nick Krauth ready to work in the top of the third inning here in Frisco. 4-0 Rough Riders. His first toss is high and outside to begin the third inning to Javier Vaz. Good start for the Rough Riders offense to give Krauth some room to work with. 3-run inning. 1-0 toss is fly to center field. Playable for Kellen Strom, staring up into the blue sky. He waits and makes the grab, almost exactly where he started. A step in and a step over to the right. And Vaz is put away on a fly out to center field. So Kyle Hayes gets his first at-bat of the series. The catcher batting ninth, who has just been in the dugout, the bullpen all week long, and had his first start here today. Right-hand hitter. And just his a second game of the year with the Naturals. First pitch right down the middle for a strike. And it's 0-1 to Hayes. 4-0 Rough Riders scoring in both innings so far. And now the top of the third. The 0-1 to Hayes. A breaking ball in the outer half. It's 0-2. A 5-year college player. 4 years at James Madison University and 2021 at George Mason. The 0-2 toss. Outside, it's 1-2. Played some indie ball after his final college season in 2021. Was picked up by the Royals in 2022 to continue his professional career in the affiliated ranks. A 1-2. Slider swings over it on a pitch outside. He's tagged out of the plate on a drop third strike, and he is retired here in the third. No, top of the order now. Tyler Tolbert comes up as Nick Krauth has gone through the lineup on one occasion. And a really good start for Krauth. Four strikeouts, his first trip through the order. No runs allowed and no hits. Top of the third continues. He winds and delivers. It's inside to Tolbert, ball one.
How about that? Over his last three starts, he had five combined strikeouts. And through three innings today, he has four.
Not bad. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball bounce off of Krauth's glove. It goes towards short and no play. There's the first hit of the day. As Krauth tried to backhand it, a no-looker almost, and he nearly got it. It kind of hit off the heel of his glove. And if there's going to be a guy who's going to make a play like that, I feel like Nick would be that type of guy. But he pats his chest and says, I should have just let it go. Maybe one of the middle infielders would have gotten it, but it would have been a fun highlight play. So you know what? I'm glad he tried.
He would have made the play and then shrugged. Yeah. That's a Nick Krauth move right there.
You're darn right about that. First pitch to Diego Hernandez is hit over the left side, a foul ball. So Krauth allows a hit for the first time today. Tyler Tolbert leads the team in hits, over 140 of those in his 124 games as a natural, sixth hit of the series. The 0-1 toss, a swing and a miss from Hernandez. He's behind 0-2.
Josh, do you have a favorite Nick Krauth memory from this year?
Oh, man. There's a few, but one that stands out is there's that mini hoop in the tunnel, right? They got a little mini basketball hoop. A lot of the players will play horse or just kind of shoot around right outside the clubhouse. Nick Krauth is one of them. Here's the 0-2 toss. Hernandez pops it up on the infield, left side. Cease looking up, and the third baseman makes the catch. And there's the inning. One day, Krauth was playing on the mini hoop, and then I kind of look over. He's like, you know you're starting today, right? It was his start day. He's like, yeah, just chilling around. He's that type of guy. He's not worried about it. He's just shoot some hoops on his start day. Other guys don't want to talk to anybody, but he's just vibing, you know? That's Nick Krauth.
Yeah.
And he's vibing through three innings. No runs allowed. The Rough Riders are ahead 4-0. In the middle of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of...
And you're with the Naturals this year, gave up a home run on his very first pitch today. It's Caber Rodriguez going deep. The 1-2 toss. Breaking ball at the kneecap, strike three looking, and Noah Cameron has his fourth strikeout today. Chris Cease sent down, and Franger Chavez is the batter. The Rough Riders put up three runs in the second inning without a home run and lead it 4-0. Franger Chavez at the plate. Chavez has a distinction amongst the Rough Riders. He's the guy with the most games in his career. First pitch to Franger is a strike. In his minor league career, of all the position players on the active rosters, 422nd game. The 0-1 pitch is fouled over the right side towards the seats. Bonifacio going for it, has just enough room, and he makes the catch on the chalk line. That ball hanging up in the air, and Bonifacio able to get to the right field chalk, and he makes the catch as he's crossing into foul ground. So it's an out, and the second put out of the inning brings up Scott Capers. Also 5 years in his minor league career, and the right-hand batter climbs in with the bases empty and two down. The 24-year-old Noah Cameron into his wind, and his pitch is grounded towards short. Backhanded by Tyler Tolbert, takes his step and throws to first in time. And it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Noah Cameron. Three frames are in the books now in Frisco in this final home game of the season. Good start for the Rough Riders. They lead 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals with no runs on one hit and no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with four runs across six hits and one error against the Rough Riders. Throwback jerseys today for the final time in the 2003 era uniforms. 20th anniversary season here in 2023 in the final game at home in this year. It's Nick Krauf back to work against Jorge Bonifacio with a four-run lead. The right-hander out of UConn sets, and he works in. Outside on the breaking ball, it's 1-0 from Nick Krauf. As Zach Bigley mentioned earlier, from the state of California. This is hometown is Concord. 1-0. That breaking ball fouled to the right side on the ground. One ball, one strike. Krauf, who played his college ball opposite side of the country, third college, but finished out in Storrs, Connecticut. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed from Bonifacio. It's 1-2. The Huskies with UConn finish out his college career in 2020. Well, another guy who is from that same area in California, Christian Encarnacion Strand from Walnut Creek. It's a 1-2, and a foul ball popped over the right side. Walnut Creek and Concord right next to each other in California. Christian Encarnacion Strand, a rookie with the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball. There's a 1-2 pitch from Krauf. Off speed, swung on and missed. Bonifacio way out in front. And he strikes out swinging, the fifth K of the day for Nick Krauf. So bases empty. Tucker Bradley is the hitter for the Naturals, with Frisco leading 4-0 in the fourth inning. And the Concord native Nick Krauf dealing so far with just one hit allowed and no runs. His first toss to the left-hand hitter is on the inside half for a strike. Well, Texas is victorious today. The Rangers trying to get back into the AL wild card positioning. The 0-1 toss, a big cut and a miss from Bradley. Gained a game on the Mariners today with a victory. The 0-2 from Krauf is grounded softly towards Chris Cease, the third baseman, with a basket grab on the second bounce. Throws to first easily in time, and there's two down. Leonel Valera, the batter, 4-0 Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Well, Encarnacion Strand helped out the Rangers a couple days ago when Cincinnati was playing Seattle. And Encarnacion Strand had a walk-off hit, his third hit of the day for the rookie. And he's good friends, or, you know, goes way back with Nick Krauf. Valera swings at the first pitch. It's outside, but he goes through it for strike one. Krauf, we were talking recently about Christian Encarnacion Strand. A 1-1 pitch on the inner half. Just missed the call. It's ball one. 1-1. And he said, I've been playing baseball against him since I was 14 years old. Very familiar with him. Crazy to see him in Major League Baseball now. 1-1 pitch, a chopper toward short. Rodriguez gets in front, throws on the run, bounces into the glove of Chavez just in time. Rodriguez spiked that one in the dirt, but made it an easy bounce for Chavez at first base and had just enough juice on it to get there to put away Leonel Valera. It's a 1-2-3 inning with one more strikeout for Nick Krauf, and he's pitched four scoreless frames here in Frisco. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Rough Riders lead it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for CarpetTech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting CarpetTech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Asher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's Devin Hurdle at the plate against Noah Cameron. First pitch of the inning is low for ball one. It's 4-0 Frisco Rough Riders here at Riders Field for the final home game of the season. And it's the first game of the season with the Rough Riders for Devin Hurdle. Already 1-for-1 today in his Double-A debut. A 1-0 pitch. Off-speed catches the outside half, evens the count at one apiece. Only 25 games played in the minor leagues for Devin Hurdle. 1-1 pitch. It's inside, 2-2. Just got called up to Double-A. And singled to left field on a good at-bat. Fouled off a couple two-strike pitches. 2-1 toss, and he swings through it, 2-2. Spent 2 years at Iowa Central Community College, and then played 2 years at Nebraska at Omaha. Finished out his time with the Mavericks earlier this year. The 2-2 pitch, he grounds it up the third base side, just foul. Almost had his second hit of the day, and probably would have been extra bases. Just shy of the chalk to the left. So 25 games played in the minors this season, but he also played 42 contests in college ball this calendar year. Another 2-2. It's upstairs, and now he has a full count. So his 68th game played in baseball here in 2023. And his only one he'll play this year at Riders Field. The 3-2. Swings just in front of it, and he strikes out on a changeup. Good looking off speed from Noah Cameron. And he notches his fifth strikeout of the evening. Just came back with his first scoreless frame of the day after allowing a leadoff home run to Caber Rodriguez in the first inning. Caber now batting again for the third time against Cameron. 3-run inning for the Rough Riders in the second frame. First pitch, Rodriguez whacks it again to left field. Bradley running back, but he's in time to make the catch. Only had to take a step or two back. A pretty low-hanging fly ball, so he had to work quickly, but not too much ground to cover. Second out of the inning, bases empty for Wyatt Langford in a 4-0 ball game. Rough Riders have the lead.
How weird is baseball? Rodriguez hit that 5 mph harder than his home run.
Yeah.
And it didn't leave the ballpark.
You're right. Even though it was a lower angle, it felt like the first one was hit harder. And I'm sure it was because of the angle.
I agree.
But that one's an out. Here's Wyatt Langford. First pitch to him. A check swing. It was in the dirt on appeal. He did go around. Strike one to Wyatt, who kicks away the ball towards the dugout. Strike one. An RBI double. Make that a 2-RBI double, his last at-bat. And a single back in the first inning. He's 2-for-2 today. The 0-1. Settles beneath the zone. Change up to make it 1-1. Came in hitting 4-for-16 this week. His first series of Double-A baseball. A 1-1 delivery. And he pops it up foul over the right side, probably into the seats, maybe just enough room, and just enough room. Schrum leaning over the tarp on the right side. He makes the catch. And Wyatt Langford is put away for the first time today. A foul out to the first baseman, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the second straight inning for Noah Cameron. That puts 4 innings to rest here in Frisco. We head to the fifth with Zach Bigley on the call. 4-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
We're at the top of the fifth inning in the final home game of the 2023 season, and happy to have you along. The Rough Riders out in front, 4-0 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Jason Guzman, the left-handed batter, against Nick Kraut, who winds and delivers home. Fastball up and away, one ball and no strikes. Guzman flied out to left field in the second. He has a home run in this series, 2-for-11. The pitch, rip and a miss, and a good breaking ball below his hands. One ball and one strike. Nick Kraut has 5 strikeouts, and he's thrown 4 shutout innings for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Flared out of play down the left side. It's 1-2. Nick Kraut has gotten better and better as the season has gone along. His ERA was as high as over 7 back on July 21st, but he has pitched very well to drop that down below 6 now. Heading into the mid part of September and towards the end of the season. He looks over the top of his glove in the 1-2. Breaking ball just low. And could have been a strike. Didn't get the call from Kellen Martin. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's only 1 run allowed in his last 3 starts each. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a fastball down the heart of the plate. He whiffs Jason Guzman for his 6th strikeout. And that ties a season high. 1 away. And here's Dylan Trum. It's the 4th time this season that he's struck out 6 and his first time since August 15th against Tulsa. Dylan Trum struck out in the second inning. Here's the windback from Kraut from the pitch. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. A good cut fastball from Kraut. He quickly has his sign again and delivers. There's a fly ball ripped out to deep left center field. Langford back, and this one is way gone. Wow. Up onto the concourse level behind the berm, a 448-foot home run for Dylan Trum. 108 miles an hour exit velocity. That was an absolute rocket. And Kraut knew it the second it left the bat. Trum got all of it. That almost made its way onto Texas Rangers Drive if it weren't for the trees. So Javier Vaz steps in now. Northwest Arkansas is on the board. It's 4-1. Rough Riders lead it. And here's the first pitch to the left-handed batter. The righty misses low. 1 ball, no strikes. The good news is it's a solo homer against Kraut. The 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Well, the home run was the only way Northwest Arkansas scored yesterday off of Jack Leiter. 2-0. There's a high fly ball into shallow right field. Zavala coming in. Hurdle calls him off. He said he's got it. The second baseman puts it away. 2 outs here in the fifth inning for Kyle Hayes. A 2-run homer by Caden Wallace yesterday in the first inning off of Leiter. He ended up going 5 innings, allowing just those 2 runs. So here is Kyle Hayes, who struck out back in the third. Rough Riders lead it 4-1, top of the fifth. And the initial pitch.
Swinging a soft roller out to second base. Hurdle's got this one off the ground this time. Sets his feet and throws him out and retires the side in the fifth inning. One run across on one hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 4, the Naturals 1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
In the home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders leading 4-1 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in this series finale. Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala to swing the sticks against Noah Cameron, 3-4-5 in the Rough Riders order. Noah Cameron has retired the last 8 that he's seen. In fact, the last man to get a hit against him was Liam Hicks, who starts things off. He had an RBI double in the second. There's the wind back in the initial toss. He shows bunt, pulls it back, watches low in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Cameron got off to a really tough start. First pitch that he threw, gave up a home run. Then two singles and a walk to load the bases. The 1-0. Hicks swings and misses out in front of a changeup, and it's 1-1. Then he struck out 2 and got a ground out to retire the side. Gave up 3 more runs in the second, but he's been good since. The 1-1. Shuttles to the outside corner for a called strike and a curveball, and it's 1-2 on Hicks as he calls time and steps out. So he has really settled things down, and he's working on 70 pitches right now. Well, probably a little higher than he would have wanted here in the fifth inning, but not terrible. 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Hicks spits on it, and it's 2-2. The Rough Riders were mathematically eliminated from the postseason after a loss yesterday. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a changeup. Hicks out in front on it, and he strikes out. Sixth K for Noah Cameron. Here's Kellen Strom, who's 0-1 today with a walk. The Rough Riders will not have a chance to defend their Texas League championship from last year. Kellen Strom caught the final out of that championship last year. First pitch at the bottom of the zone for a strike. The first pitch curveball, and it's 0-1. Left-hander peels back into his wind, and the 0-1 pitch to the right-hander. Inside. 1-1. The Rough Riders will, however, have more baseball after tonight. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. It's 1-2. That one got a huge piece of Kyle Hayes, the catcher. It's the final home game of the year, but it doesn't mean the Rough Riders are done. They're on the road next week to face Amarillo, and while the Rough Riders won't be able to be competing for the postseason, they have a chance to knock Amarillo out of postseason contention. Amarillo currently leads the Texas League South. Pitch is down low and inside. It's 2-2. And so Frisco, with a good series there, could open up the door for Midland or Corpus Christi. 2-2. There's a high pop-up right side, shallow right field. Bonifacio racing in towards the line. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field for Kellenstrom, and Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Amarillo winning in extra innings over Arkansas 6-5 earlier today. Midland beating San Antonio 3-0 again earlier. Corpus Christi. The pitch is low to Zavala, and it's one ball and no strikes. They fell to Wichita 3-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup. That's been a good pitch today. One ball and one strike. So Frisco can play spoiler. The pitch. Outside with a fastball. 2-1. It's always fun, especially considering the rivalry that Rough Riders and Sod Poodles have had this year and the last few years. The offering is low. And it's three balls and one strike. The tough thing is, though, heading into that series, Amarillo just needs two wins or two Midland losses to clinch the pitch. Just outside, ball four, and Zavala has himself a walk. Ends a streak of 10 in a row, retired by Cameron. Chris C. stands in. Riders leading 4-1, two outs here in the fifth inning. A lot more interesting up in the north in terms of the playoff picture. The pitch. Down low and inside, 1-0. Springfield currently has a half-game lead over Wichita. They're in action right now against Tulsa. They're tied at 3 in the 10th. 1-0 pitch. Cease puts it in the air out to right field, right at Bonifacio. He's got it measured, and he puts it away chest high and flings it onto the berm to a fan out there. And it's the final out of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left stranded. Top six next. Rough Riders leading 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, it's 4-1. Rough Riders out in front of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Top of the order for Northwest, and the first pitch is hit foul back behind home. It's a pinch hitter for Tyler Tolbert. It's Peyton Wilson who has come in. Peyton Wilson swinging the stick here. Left-handed batter. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball, bounced foul to the right side, and it's 0-2. Frisco, four runs on six hits and one error. Northwest Arkansas, one run on two hits and no errors. Peyton Wilson pinch hits for Tolbert after he goes 1-for-2 with a single. Wilson out of the University of Alabama. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball. And how about Nick Crowth? Seven strikeouts, a new season high, and his final start at home this season. One away, and Diego Hernandez stands in. What a day for Nick Crowth. His career high is 11 strikeouts. He did that back in 2021. The pitch.
outside. It's one ball and no strikes. That was as... Or, beg your pardon, he did that in 2022 against Fayetteville. The pitch. Swinging a hard liner, foul right side. One ball and one strike. Hernandez 0-for-2 today. He reached on an error in the first inning and popped out to Chris Cease at third in the third inning. 1-1 offering. There's a high fly ball into right center field. Aaron Zavala cutting over into the alley. He gives way to Strom coming in from center, and he makes the catch. Two outs, and Bonifacio stands in now. He's 0-for-2 today. Bonifacio is 4-for-17 in the series of the double. Wide stance in the back of the right-handed batter's box. The pitch. Low and outside in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. A big win today for the Texas Rangers at home against Oakland to finish off that series. And the Seattle Mariners lost as well. The 1-0. A fly ball hit in the center. Right at Kellen Strom. He comes in a few steps. He's got it measured. And he puts it away up by his ball cap. Final out of the sixth inning. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Nick Crowell. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Brilliant performance today by the right-hander. We go into the home half of the sixth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 4 and the Naturals 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, Frisco with a three-run advantage over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They lead it 4-1. Bottom third of the order against a new pitcher out on the hill for Northwest Arkansas. Noah Cameron's day is done, and Emilio Marquez takes over. Springer Chavez leads it off. Good start for Noah Cameron after a really tough beginning to the start. He allows four runs overall in his five innings on six hits. First pitch fouled away by Chavez, and it's 0-1. Struck out six and walked three. And now it's Emilio Marquez's turn, who we've seen in this series. The left-hander ready from the stretch in the 0-1 to Chavez. And on a line out to short, just out of the reach of the new shortstop, Valera, and into left field. Frenier Chavez singles to left. We have some defensive switches here as Peyton Wilson came in for Tyler Tolbert. Wilson is now the third baseman, and Leo Valera is at short. Everything else is the same defensively for Northwest Arkansas. Frenier Chavez with a leadoff single. Now Scott Capers, who's 0-for-2 today, looking for his first hit. The offering in. Inside, he nailed him right in the middle of the back. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the first two have reached for the Rough Riders. No intention there Devin Hurdle stands in now with two aboard and nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Well, Josh, this is the final home game of the season for the Rough Riders, and we've kind of had this discussion as we've gone along in the season. If you're watching on the stream, you get another look there and hit him right in the middle of the bat. I think it's pretty clear what the best game of the season has been for the Rough Riders here at home. It was when the Rough Riders trailed by 5 in the ninth inning earlier this season. And then had a Thomas Ajayi grand slam in the bottom of the ninth to tie it. And then won it on the walk-off by Luis Angel Acuna. That was back on June 2nd against San Antonio. First pitch. This is down low and inside. 1-1 and no strikes. Incredibly thrilling victory. Outside of that game, do you have a favorite moment or favorite memory here at home?
I think the one 2 weeks before that is the only one close to it.
Here's the 1-0. High and outside to Hurdle, 2-0.
It was kind of similar in that the Rough Riders were down. It was 6-0. It was earlier in the game, sixth inning. And Liam Hicks hit a grand slam during a 5-run inning, tied it in the seventh, and Evan Carter had a walk-off single in the 10th.
2-0. There's a fly ball into shallow right side. It actually stays in on the infield. Javier Vaz, the second baseman's got it with the infield fly rule in effect. There's the first out here in the sixth inning for Caber Rodriguez. 4-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth.
So I think that would probably be the next one. But other than that, I would say the highlight was sitting next to you calling every game.
Aww.
Aww. But really, it's been
likewise,
a lot of fun.
Likewise. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great season, even though the Rough Riders fall short today or yesterday of the playoffs. First pitch to Rodriguez. Takes inside, 1-0. A lot of good memories. It was really fun to have our championship ring ceremony, have Jared Gettert here, and that was the same game that Sajacy hit the game-tying grand slam on the second.
Wow.
Here's the 1-0. Rodriguez bounces it foul past Carlos Cardoza at third. Rough Riders manager, and it's 1-1. That was a pretty crazy day. 20th anniversary weekend was a lot of fun. 4th of July with 12,045 here in attendance, the second largest crowd in franchise history. That was a lot of fun. A true sellout. The 1-1. Outside, 2 balls and 1 strike.
Corey Seager rehab was pretty cool. A number of rehabbers, but fun to see him and pick up some base hits and the fanfare around Seager playing here.
The numerous prospects we had come through here. 2-1. There's a fly ball into left field. Tucker Bradley has it measured coming in. He squeezes. 2 outs. Wyatt Langford steps in. And, of course, all the prospects get the big pub and all the Twitter attention and everything, but you know, without hyperbole, this truly was a phenomenal group of guys this year. Really fun to be around. And the coaching staff to the support staff to all the people with the Rangers and every single player that we had come through here. Really just a great group. This guy included Wyatt Langford, who steps in from the right side, one of the newest members of this team. Already 2-for-3 today with a 2-run double and a single. First pitch. Down low and inside, 1-0. Runners at first and second, 2 down here in the sixth. 4-1 Frisco. Man, has this guy been impressive or what?
Yeah, he's been comfortable. It doesn't look like it's first week at Double A for a guy who played college this year. Looks like a seasoned veteran.
Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. And the 1-0 pitch. Shaw simmers inside, 2-0. Remember, he's meeting everyone on this team for the first time walking in. He didn't know a single person. Didn't meet him in spring training. A lot of new names is what he said. A lot of guys to try to remember. 2-0. He swings and belts it foul down the left side. And it's 2-1. Man, talk about turning on a ball. 110 miles an hour exit velocity. Just changed to 108. Okay, that's still pretty good, though. Strong guy. Still just 21 years old. He's a runner in scoring position. The pick. He pops it foul to the right side. 2-2. Rough Riders have had their opportunities. They're just 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position today. Chavez has good speed at second. Capers not as much at first, but we get a head start with 2 outs. Run on contact. Two balls, 2 strikes on the Riders' left fielder, working against the left-hander who comes set. And time call. Emilio Marquez, the 25-year-old out of Venezuela. He's ready from the stretch. And he kicks in the 2-2. High, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Wyatt Langford. Marquez has been better against right-handers than against lefties. Right-handers are hitting 154 against him. 3-2. High and outside, ball 4. Well, Wyatt Langford works his 6th walk here at the AA level to just 1 strikeout. Bases are loaded for the Rough Riders and Liam Hicks. Pretty good pitch by Marquez, didn't get the call. 4-1. Frisco out in front. And Larry Carter, the pitching coach, heads out to chat things over with Marquez. Rough Riders can really blow this game open. Nick Krauth has pitched phenomenally through 6 innings, and there's nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen, so he'll be back out for the 7th. It's been a while since Nick Krauth has gone more than 6 innings. His career long was 9 back in 2021 against Fayetteville. Liam Hicks has had a good day. 2-for-3 today with a single and an RBI double into right field. And he contends with Marquez after the mound visit. Frisco's 2nd time loading the bases today. The other time was the 1st inning. Here's the offering in. Hicks watches a breaking ball flutter to the inside corner for a strike, front door. And it's 0-1. Rough Riders haven't had a grand slam since the last week of July when Evan Carter hit a granny in Wichita. Here's the 0-1. There's a fly ball in a left center field. This one sending Hernandez back a few steps, but he's under it. And he puts it away out in front of his chest for the final out of the 6th inning. So the Rough Riders threatened but failed to score. No runs and a hit. No errors. 3 left on. We're at the top of the 7th inning next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 4-1. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a Astound. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the #1 rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the 7th inning here in Frisco, Texas. Look who's back out of the mound. Nick Krauth is still chugging along with six really good innings under his belt so far. Crowell with a 4-1 lead to work with in his first toss. This taken by Tucker Bradley for a strike on the outside corner. Just the 65th pitch of the evening for Nick Crowell. And it's 0-1. A swing and a miss from Bradley, a breaking ball. And it's 0-2. So Nick Crowell, who's allowed just two hits today through six innings. One of them was a solo home run. And it's 0-2. A swing and a miss again. Tucker Bradley goes down on three pitches. And the season high keeps on getting bigger. Nick Crowell's eighth strikeout of the evening. Did it on a fastball upper corner, outside edge. And Bradley swung underneath it. It's now Leonel Valera hitting against Nick Crowell. Just a single and a home run today. His first pitch. A swing and a miss on Valera. Goes after a fastball near the knees. And a strike one from Crowell. A fourth straight start for Crowell. It's been good. 0-1 off the outside corner. No swing from Valera. It's 1-1. And by good, I mean exactly one earned run. He's done that four straight starts, if he can do that again today, including tonight. 1-1 pitch. A slider popped into shallow right field. Hatcher was playing back. He's able to run in and make the catch. Zavala, I should say, catch on the jog. And Zavala makes the grab for out number two. So Valera is retired, and Jason Guzman gets his 200th at-bat with the Naturals this season. He's 0 for 2 today in his 60th game. And Crowell winds in his pitch, is fouled back to the netting. Well, Crowell has gone 15 innings over the last three starts, one earned run each time, no unearned run, so that's good. The 0-1 toss is taken underneath the zone. One ball, one strike. He's allowed a lot of hits, just not a lot of runs. Six or seven hits in each of those starts. It's 1-1 pitch. Above the zone, 2-1. He'd allowed 24 base runners, but just three runs in those last three starts. Today's been different. He's allowed few runs with few base runners. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and whiffed from Jason Guzman. It's now two balls, two strikes. The only single Crowell allowed was off his glove. He tried to backhand it behind his body and didn't come up with it. Stranded that runner, and the only other damage was a solo home run. The 2-2, high and away. Full count now to Guzman. So just two hits, one run in, and a 4-1 lead for the Rough Riders in the seventh inning. He peers in, and he delivers the payoff. Popped foul behind home. So the pitch count's still looking pretty good. Probably will be his final inning as he's up to 76 pitches on the day. But trying to go seven innings for the Rough Riders for the first time this season. His 3-2. Just off the outside corner. His first walk of the day. And Leonel Valera, who fouled off, or Jason Guzman, I should say, fouled off a two-strike pitch and ends up working a base on balls. So just the third base runner allowed by Nick Crowell today. Body language still good. His arm still feeling fine. Talking with him a couple days ago, said his body was feeling good. Sure, you know, into the season, it's normal to feel tired, but he feels pretty good. Has a strike in the inside corner to Dylan Trumb. Now, he's had the one run scored, a home run in the fifth inning. He's behind 0-1 and the pitch. Off the outside edge, one ball, one strike. Shrum has been doing most of his production this series with the walks. In fact, he leads the Texas League this week in base on balls, six of them coming into today. 1-1, breaking ball hit off the end of the bat, cued on the right side, hurdle runs in, and he has no play. Went into no man's land. It was too far for Crowell to get off the mound, and Chavez wasn't sure if he should come off from first base to grab it or cover the bag. He did the latter. And nobody was able to field in time to throw, so it's a base hit at just 49 miles an hour off the bat. It's about the lowest exit velocity you'll ever see for a base hit. And Dylan Trumb has his second hit of the day by two very different ways. A 108-mile-an-hour nuke to left field and that little dribbler for a single. First pitch to Javier Vaz, outside, ball one. So two on off of Nick Crowell. It's the only time today that he has allowed multiple base runners in the same inning. A walk and a single, both with two outs. 4-1 Frisco in the seventh inning. 1-0 pitch is flied, and this should end the inning. Shallow right center field. Hurdle running back. He's called off by Kellen Strom, and the center fielder puts it away. And there's the inning. Nick Krauth goes seven innings for the first time in 2023. And there's seven good ones. One run across for Krauth, and none this frame. Middle of the seventh now here in Frisco. 4-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, Chris Cease, the batters here in this seventh inning with a 4-1 lead for Frisco. Emilio Marquez deals into Kellen Strom. And a breaking ball hit over Marquez, and it finds a hole into center field. Base hit. Kellen Strom singles, and he gets aboard for the second time today. And he leads off the seventh inning with a first pitch base knock. Just over the reach of Emilio Marquez, who stands at 5'8". And the Venezuelan wishes he was about 2 inches taller and could have gotten to that one perhaps. Kellen Strom extending his on-base streak to 24 games today. A walk and a single today. Aaron Zavala, the batter. It's high and away, ball one. Frisco leads this contest by a score of 4-1 in the final game this season at Riders Field. Six road games to come to close out the season. The 1-0 delivery to the left-hand hitter. Outside and low again. The slider not close. Zavala, who has walked today, so has Strom. They have both reached the 70 walk milestone this season. To lead the active roster. The 2-0 delivery. Zavala takes a hack and doesn't get the upstairs pitch right at the top of the zone. Strike one. And now two balls and a strike. A lot of walks for those guys and a home run at the beginning of the day, which is a change for Frisco. It's been tough to come by those home runs lately for the Rough Riders. 2-1 pitch. On the outside half, it's strike two. 2-2. With Trevor Hopper going to the IL and a lot of attrition for players traded or promoted, the active leader in home runs for the Rough Riders is Josh Hatcher with 7 this season. 2-2 pitch. Zavala sees it into the glove, ball 3 inside, full count. And Hatcher hasn't hit one since August 1st. He's not in the starting lineup today. So Kellen Strom and Aaron Zavala, the first two hitters up this inning, are the tops in the lineup with 5 this season. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss from Zavala, going for a fastball in her half, and he strikes out. So Kellen Strom still at first base, and Chris Cease will take his hacks against Emilio Marquez in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-1 Frisco, with the Rough Riders getting a Caber Rodriguez home run earlier today, his third. But again, the team lead amongst starters today, just 5 on the season. First pitch to Cease is in the dirt, kicks away, and Kellen Strom motors up to second base on the wild pitch. To an insurance run into scoring position for the Rough Riders. And Cease ahead, one ball, no strikes. So no player in the starting lineup has more than five home runs this year, and even those three guys in the lineup who have had five this year, it's all been a while for them. Aaron Zavala does not have a home run in his last 100 at-bats. Kellen Strom has been just over 90 at-bats. Scott Caper has been over 60. Chris Cease takes inside for a ball. It's 2-0 to the right-hand hitter. But the Rough Riders with a home run on the very first pitch of the day today. That gave them a lead that they have not allowed to slip away. 4-1 Riders in the home half of the seventh inning. 2-0 toss. Cease rams it towards short. It is caught by Valera going down towards his belly after making the catch, and good base running by Straub to get back to second as Valera almost caught that one on a bounce. It went into his glove just before it hit the dirt. And he goes into essentially a push-up position after leaning forward to grab it, and it's a line-out for Chris Cease. Second out of the seventh inning, Franier Chavez will try to get the RBI with Kellen Strom at second base. Frisco 4, Northwest Arkansas 1 in this seventh inning. Marquez takes a peek back at Strom, and he pitches. It's a fly ball to left field. Long run for Bradley to run to the gap, and it lands in front of him. Kellen Strom will score easily. Franier Chavez comes up with a two-out RBI. First pitch swinging, and he lofts it to shallow left field towards the gap, and Bradley was not able to close that gap in time. And it lands just in front of the left fielder. Base knock for Franier Chavez. He's got two hits today, and they're in back-to-back innings, both to left field. He was the first one to face Emilio Marquez, and now he's singled twice against the lefty. 5-1 Frisco. The pitch to Capers is inside, and Scott gets ahead 1-0. So Franier Chavez singles with two down, and it scores Kellen Strom, who had led off the inning with a base hit. Frisco up by four now. A 1-0 delivery to the right-hand hitter, Capers. Breaking ball comes back over the dish and gets strike one. One ball, one strike to Capers, who was plunked by Marquez last inning and was eventually stranded at second base. It's 0 for 2 today. One ball, one strike, and here's the toss from Marquez. It's a foul ball back over the screen, and it's a 1-2 count now to Capers. It's going to be up to the Rough Riders bullpen the rest of the way, it looks like, after Nick Krauth has gone seven innings. So whenever he comes out, if that is next inning or whenever it may be, the Rough Riders bullpen will try to do what they've been doing all series long until their most recent inning. And the Rough Riders gave up four runs in the ninth inning yesterday to give up a lead and lose in last night's affair. 1-2, actually a throw over to first, and Franier Chavez is back. But the bullpen had gone 22 innings this week, just four earned runs until the last inning yesterday. Four earned runs in that one frame and lost yesterday 7-4. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball high and away, and it evens the count at 2-2. And so far, Nick Krauth shortens up the number of innings that the bullpen will need to throw. The starter goes seven innings tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Marquez works Capers. Breaking ball fouled back, was up near his body, and he got out in front of it. Was relatively on time with a breaking ball. He fouls it straight back. I mentioned the few number of home runs this week. Northwest Arkansas has done well in preventing those home runs, just three this week. 2-2 pitch, and it is high and in to Capers, 3-2. Even last week, Northwest Arkansas did not allow multiple home runs to any player for the Springfield Cardinals except one. And if you follow the Rough Riders, you'll know who that was. Thomas Ajayi was the only one last week for the Cardinals, former Rough Riders slugger. The 3-2 pitch, it is flying to left field, down the line, hooking towards the corner, and it gets into the seats for a foul ball. We'll do the payoff pitch over again with two outs to Scott Capers.
Tommy doing stuff no one else does? So surprising.
Oh, man. We miss Thomas Ajayi, but we were blessed to have him for the majority of this season until he got traded to the Cardinals organization, but we were lucky to have him for what time we did. And he's doing great things with the Cardinals and then was promoted recently up to AAA. Three balls, two strikes to his old teammate, Scott Capers. He swings and fouls it right back. No but he has multiple home runs for the Rough Riders this week. I bet so J.C. would if he was facing the Naturals again this series. Scott Caper is trying to get aboard and extend this seventh inning in which the Rough Riders have already scored a run to take a 5-1 lead. Two outs, runner at first, and the 3-2. It is inside near Caper's feet, and ball four. So Scott Capers draws another free pass. And Franier Chavez advances to second base and brings up Devin Hurdle for another plate appearance in the seventh inning. Double-A debut today for the right-hand hitting infielder, and it looks like he will not face Emilio Marquez, who goes just shy of two innings today in his relief appearance and tries to get through the seventh inning but cannot get the third out, and Marquez is pulled for a new reliever. So Devin Hurdle will face a new guy with a 5-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders here in the seventh inning, and we'll come back with the Rough Riders ahead 5-1 with two runners aboard on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
So Devin Hurdle comes in to face Noah Murdock, new pitcher for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, after a pitching change with back-to-back base runners. Chavez singles, Scott Capers walks, and the Rough Riders have already scored a run this inning. 5-1 Frisco, two outs in the inning. And Murdock's first pitch to Devin Hurdle. A ground ball right side over the bag, a fair ball up the right field line. It gets into the corner. It scores the first runner, Chavez, coming around from third. Scott Capers gets the wave around. No throw at home. It's a two RBI double. Devin Hurdle lines a ball over the pillow into right and gets his first RBIs of his Double-A career. Jaws capped it fair down the right field line, and it looked like he was going to kick off the wall along the right side. Jorge Bonifacio had to revert course and sprint more towards the corner, and it allowed both runners to score easily. Chavez from second, and Scott Capers came around from first. And Devin Hurdle gets his second hit of the day, and the first pitch of Noah Murdock's night does not go well. Both runs charged to Emilio Marquez, who had just come out of the game. Caper Rodriguez takes a pitch, ducks away from it. Breaking ball up and in.
How about that Double-A debut, huh? Couple hits, couple RBIs, and a double.
Not bad for Devin Hurdle, just playing in college earlier this year in Nebraska and Omaha. Here's the pitch to Caper Rodriguez. It's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Murdock, sinker slider guy with a changeup as well. 3-1 record and a 5.37 ERA this year. Two balls and no strikes to Rodriguez. It's low and outside, and now three balls, no strikes. He's now allowed 8 of his 13 inherited runners to score this year. And the very first pitch, he allows two inherited runners to come in from first and second. This 3-0 pitch. Low and outside, a four-pitch free pass for Caper Rodriguez. His second walk of the day to pair with his home run on the first pitch of the day for Frisco. And And he walks to put runners at first and second again, and Wyatt Langford the batter. And just like Devin Hurdle, he has two hits and a two RBI double. Also added a walk last inning. And Wyatt Langford comes up for his fifth plate appearance of the day. It's now 7-1 Rough Riders. In the bottom half of the seventh inning, three runs in this frame. And Langford the batter. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside, a slider at 82 miles an hour. And ball one to Langford. Already walked today, sixth walks on the series. The Texas League lead this week entering today was six. So he's been one of the most patient hitters in the league this series. A 1-0 delivery. It's hit towards the left side. Ground ball backhanded by Valera. The shortstop goes to second and gets the fielder's choice. And Langford grounds out to end the inning. And the Rough Riders settle for three runs in the frame. Two left on, two hits, two walks. And the Rough Riders extend the advantage. It's Frisco 7 and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 1 in the final home game of the year. We head to the eighth inning here in Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, he's still in there. Nick Krauth keeps on chugging along in his longest start of the year. Into the eighth inning in Frisco. And why not? Last home game of the year. He's got a six-run lead. And facing the nine-hole hitter, Kyle Hayes, to begin the inning. Top of the eighth. And seven strong innings for Krauth. His first pitch of the frame is just a little bit low and inside. Hayes held back, and it's ball one. 83rd pitch of the evening for Nick Krauth. Season high is 86 tosses a couple starts ago. His 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball right back over the plate, and it's strike one. He has struck out a season high tonight. Seven punch-outs on the day for Nick Krauth. His 1-1. Fastball sprayed over the right side and a foul ball. There has not been a starting pitcher this season who has surpassed seven innings, so if he gets one out today, he'll set a season high for the Rough Riders as a staff among starting pitchers. And already his own season high, Ryan Garcia, has gone seven innings a couple of times. Here is the 1-2. It's whacked towards left field. Line drive for Langford comes in. Can't get there. It bounces about 10 feet in front of the left fielder. And a base hit for Kyle Hayes. Just the fourth hit allowed today by Nick Krauth. And a leadoff single for Kyle. Still nobody throwing for Frisco in the bullpen, but there are some relievers standing around and who have started to stretch. Tristan Pauly among them. Top of the order. And Peyton Wilson, who had pinch hit last plate appearance two innings ago, is at the plate. Left-hand hitter. And he takes at the bottom of the zone for his strike, replacing Tyler Tolbert. And he struck out against Nick Krauth in the sixth inning. Wilson gets behind 0-1. Krauth's pitch. Breaking ball over the middle and a strike. It's 0-2. So he has reached his season high in pitches as well. Nick Krauth nearing 90 now. 89th of the day here. with a runner on first and nobody out. His pitch is fought over the left side and into the seats. So he's 0-2 on Peyton Wilson.
Well, you hope he can work through this eighth inning, but if he can, he's going to get a great ovation coming up. I think either way, he's going to get a great ovation. He's pitched really well tonight.
As a sign from Scott Capers and his two-strike pitch. Breaking ball hit softly on the right side. A fair ball fielded by Chavez. The first baseman can tag out Wilson, and he does after turning his back to the runner, and Wilson tries to scamper around him. And Chavez then says, "Nah, I'm going to get you," and he tags him out.
We tried to flip to Crowd, who had his back turned to the ball.
One way or another gets the unassisted put out. It was only about 5-10 feet in front of first base, and somebody was going to get Peyton Wilson out, and it ends up being Chavez. So that is the longest start now for any Rough Rider starting pitcher. Diego Hernandez takes a pitch for a strike. It does advance Kyle Hayes to second base. 7-1, Frisco leads it in the top of the eighth inning. And the first out of the inning. Here's the 0-1. It's high, ball one. Krauth over 90 pitches now on the day, 92 to be exact. 7 1/3 innings for Krauth and just one run allowed. His 1-1 delivery to Hernandez. Fouled over the left side towards Robbie Ahlstrom, who is warming up in the pen. The left-hander loosening, just starting to throw off the mound of the bullpen moments ago. Krauth has an opportunity to get at least one more out, maybe finish the inning. His 1-2 is on a line through the left side base hit. Wilson to third, he'll stop there. And a base knock for Diego Hernandez. It's his first base hit into the outfield this entire series. He raises his arms at first base and looks to the heavens in gratitude for just his third hit of the series. He had two bunt singles, and he jokingly almost punches Franer Chavez in the back. He gets tapped there, and Hernandez chirping at his own dugout, and I think maybe taking some smack talk from his teammates. But he's got a base hit. So that might do it for Nick Krauth, and it will. 7 1/3 fantastic innings for Nick Krauth today, allowing just one run this evening in his longest start of the year and one of his best all season long. Great job for the Concord, California native, Carlos Cardoza, out to take the ball from Nick Krauth in his last home game of the regular season. Season high in strikeouts today for Nick Krauth. 8 of those. And he walks off. Robbie Ahlstrom comes in, and he will pitch the remainder of the top of the eighth inning. Nick Krauth is done, and it's a 7-1 Rough Riders lead right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Nick Krauth is done. It's Robbie Ahlstrom. First one out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Pitching change in the eighth inning. 7-1, Frisco leads it. And Ahlstrom's first pitch to Jorge Bonifacio is low and away. And ball one. Well, two runners are on, both responsible for Nick Krauth. He's could be charged with either. He's allowed just one run today, and Robbie Alstrom hopes to keep it just like that for Krauth. The left-hander deals into Bonifacio, and he fouls it back our direction, and strike one on Bonifacio. 7 1/3 innings for Nick Krauth, his season high, and the longest for any Rough Riders starter this season. 5 hits, a solo home run is the only tally against him today. The 1-1, whack towards left, and caught by Chris Cease. The third baseman snares it, runs it to third, but not in time for the double play, but it is the second out of the inning. On a line drive directly at Chris Cease, it wasn't a screamer, just 76 miles an hour off the bat. And Cease was in good positioning, able to catch it. And Robs Bonifacio, who had hit it hard enough that if it was in the hole, would have gotten into left, but directly at the third baseman. So second out of the inning, and Tucker Bradley steps in. Left-hand batter against the lefty, Robbie Alstrom. Shakes off a sign, and now on the same page with his battery mate, Scott Capers, his pitch. Breaking ball comes back over the plate, but was high. And a slider for ball one. Placerville, California native. He's pitched 2 innings against the Naturals this week without a hit or a run. 1-0 pitch is grounded Alstrom's way over his head. Coming in second baseman, Hurdle bobbles it and has no play. A run scores and the inning continues. Well, if that's charged a hit, it will be an earned run against Nick Krauth, as Hurdle had to run in from the back of the infield and grabbed that ball at the front of the dirt and was unable to transition cleanly to his bare hand. If he had, it would have been a close play at first to get Tucker Bradley. And he had no throw once he juggled it. It's now 7-2, Frisco in front. And Leonel Valera, the batter. The first pitch to the right-hand hitter is outside, ball one. Well, it looks like that will be a base hit for Northwest Arkansas. A 1-0 pitch. Is flying to center field. Kellen Strom jogs over into left center and has it pegged. He reaches up with a glove and makes the grab. So the inning is over, and Nick Krauth's line is over. 7 1/3 innings for the right-hander. 2 runs in off of him with 5 hits and a season-high 8 strikeouts. Robbie Alstrom gets the final couple of outs here in the inning, and the Rough Riders maintain the lead at 7-2 near the final home game of the season. Bottom of the 8th coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the Rough Riders 7 and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Noah Murdoch still on the mound for the Naturals. Liam Hicks will be the leadoff man. Already 2-for-4 today with an RBI double back in the 2nd inning. And the left-hand hitter will face Noah Murdoch to begin the bottom of the 8th. Here in the final home game of 2023. And a great season for Liam Hicks. Hitting 267. First pitch is low and outside for a ball. Guy who started the season at high A and made it up to double A about 4 months ago. Was talking earlier this week, said he wasn't really thinking about what teams he would play for this season, wasn't concerned about it. 1-0 pitch down and in, 2-0. wasn't expecting necessarily to go to Double-A, wasn't really thinking about it at all, but here he is and playing well with the Rough Riders, the active team leader in batting average. Plus 13 doubles and 3 home runs. Well, now 14 doubles. He's ahead 2-0, and the pitch is low, ball 3. We'll do some trivia in this inning. Josh Warden alongside the trivia guesser aficionado, Zach Bigley.
That's me.
It's on this date back in 1967. Here's a 3-0 pitch is on the outside corner, 3-1. Gaylord Perry pitching at Candlestick Park for San Francisco. Finally snapped a streak, team record, 40 innings in a row without a run against him. Cubs scored an unearned run in the 7th inning. The Giants still won. The future Hall of Famer had another streak of 40 innings again in 1970. 3-1 pitch to Hicks, low and outside, and ball 4 to Hicksy. It's his 43rd walk of this season and his 5th of the series playing all 6 games. And he's aboard for the 3rd time today. It sets up Kellen Strom with nobody out, runner at first for the Rough Riders, ahead 7-2 in the bottom of the 8th. So Gaylord Perry is a Hall of Famer. Now let's shift over to the Texas Rangers in particular, being in the vicinity of Arlington and a Double-A Texas Rangers affiliate. First pitch to Kellen Strom, way outside, just barely stopped by Hayes, the catcher, and ball 1. So, Zach, how many current Major League Hall of Famers who have appeared in a game or managed with the Texas Rangers can you name?
Okay.
Pitch to Kellen Strom, and he fouls it back, 1-1.
So, Adrian Beltre doesn't count because he's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Correct.
But he will be. Nolan Ryan is obviously the big one, number one.
Sure is.
Gaylord Perry.
Yep. That was easy, you know, we were just talking about it, so well done.
Exactly.
1-1 one strike to Strami. And it nudges in on the outside corner, breaking ball 1-2 strikes.
Now, there are a few that are quite controversial that are not in there, but some would argue should be. Rafael Palmeiro, Alex Rodriguez, Sammy Sosa.
Yep. 1-2 to Strom, and he grounds it right side through the hole and into right field, base hit. Hicks up to second base, and he stops there. Kellen Strom goes opposite way, puts it on the turf, and has his second hit of the evening.
The obvious one is Ivan Rodriguez.
Correct. Yep, he sure is. Good job. Aaron Zavala is the batter against Noah Murdock. Bottom of the 8th inning. First 2 batters both reach as Frisco tries to extend the 5-run lead.
How many total did you say there are? 12?
Yes, 12.
Okay, so I have 3.
Some of them are really tough.
Okay.
Kind of some technicalities, I guess you could say. Guys you would not think of as Texas Rangers. So you've gotten basically the main ones for the most part. The first pitch to Zavala. Under the hands, but gets the strike call. 0-1.
How about Eric Nadell?
Not of... You're talking just as a broadcaster?
He's a Hall of Famer. Texas Ranger Hall of Famer.
He's not on this list, but I'll give it to you. 0-1 is up and in. 1-1.
Ford Frick Award winner, so he's a Hall of Famer.
Sure. We'll count him. You know, I'll add him.
I'm going to need some hints here.
Sure. One of these guys, I believe you've met. Talked about him earlier this
week. Oh, Fergie Jenkins.
There you go.
Yeah, I should have gotten that.
Noah Murdock deals in. And it almost hits the legs as Zavala jumps away from it. 2-1. Let's see here. One of them played exclusively for the Boston Red Sox. He only managed with the Rangers.
Carl Yastrzemski?
Nope. Earlier player.
Ted Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
2-1 pitch. Zavala swings behind it, evens the count at 2-2.
I have to say I'm not very well versed in Rangers managers' history.
Well, let's test it again.
Oh, boy.
Another guy who was inducted last year, active most in the middle of the 20th century. 2-2, and the pitch is outside as Zavala, full count now. He was inducted as a player, first baseman and outfielder with the Dodgers, both Brooklyn and Los Angeles, 50s, 60s.
I don't know.
Gil Hodges.
Oh, Gil Hodges, okay.
Here's the pitch to Zavala, high and away. Bases are loaded on a free pass. And after the single by Kellen Strom, he's bookended by walks. Liam Hicks and Aaron Zavala both draw those. And Chris Cease has the bases juiced in the bottom of the eighth inning. Could be the final inning that the Rough Riders come to the plate here at Riders Field in 2023. And Cease will have a bases loaded situation, but after a mound visit. I'm trying to guess all the Texas Rangers players or managers in the Hall of Fame.
Got more hints?
Let's see here. A couple of pitchers. One of them was inducted back in 2010. Only managed with the Rangers for 1 year. So this is a really tough one. But managed for a long time, mostly with the Cardinals in the 80s.
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Whitey Herzog.
Oh, I didn't know he actually managed with the Rangers. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see here. We've got another pitcher, Whitey from the Netherlands.
Burt Blyleven?
Yes.
Oh, didn't know he was a Ranger.
First pitch to Chris Cease is fouled into the glove. A lot of these Rangers guys from into the Hall of Fame are guys where, yeah, you wouldn't think of them as Texas Rangers. You've got the main one, save for one, perhaps. Here's the 0-1 toss to Chris Cease with the bases loaded. He swings through it, and it's 0-2. Not that I would necessarily think of this guy as a Texas Ranger, since he played for 1 year with Texas, but he's a fairly recent, finished his career in 2011. More with Montreal. I think of it as an Angel.
Oh, Vlad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 2010 with the Rangers.
Yeah, World Series year.
0-2, and Cease fights it off over the right side. It lands a fair ball into right field. One run comes home. Zavala scores. Strom comes in. Hicks scores, and then Strom. Zavala to third and stops there. And Chris Cease doubles over the right side. His team leading 20th double of the year for the Rough Riders. And Frisco pulls ahead. It's 9-2. Just took a two-strike pitch and got it off the thin part of the bat. And was able to muscle it over the first baseman, Schrum, and into shallow right field for a two RBI double. Brings up Franier Chavez with a 9-2 lead for the Rough Riders. In the bottom of the eighth, Murdoch's pitch is taken bottom of the zone for strike one.
Is that all of them?
Let's see here. Are we missing anybody? There is one, three left. These are tough ones. You've gotten the main ones. The 0-1 pitch is high and outside. I'm going to give you a couple because they're tough. Vinny Minoso.
Okay.
And Harold Baines.
Oh, yeah. Baines just got in.
Yep. But I'm trying to make you guess the last one. His name is Rich, but that's not how most people know him.
Goose?
Yes.
Yeah.
The 1-1 toss is fought over the left side. Fly ball towards Bradley. It lands in front of him. Zavala comes in to score. And Franier Chavez has an RBI base knock. Goes opposite way, and his third hit of the day, his second RBI. And the Rough Riders get to double digits. 10 runs of the day for the Rough Riders. And they lead it over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, 10-2. Ranger Chavez goes to left field for an RBI base knock, and that ends Noah Murdoch's day. With runners in the corners, Chris Cease advancing to third, and Ranger Chavez gets the second straight base hit. All five base hitters for the Rough Riders have reached to begin the eighth inning. And already three runs have come in. Noah Murdoch exits. Scott Capers will face a new pitcher as we continue in the bottom of the eighth inning. 10-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change in the bottom of the eighth inning in Frisco, Texas. TJ Sikkema comes in and trying to hold the Rough Riders' explosive offense as Frisco has driven out to a 10-2 advantage over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals tonight. Scott Capers is the first batter to encounter the lefty TJ Sikkema. The 6-foot, 205-pounder comes in to replace Noah Murdoch, who's allowed all five base runners this inning to reach. First pitch of the inning of the day for Sikkema is on the lower inside corner for a strike. This inning began with Liam Hicks' walk, Strom singled, Zavala walked, Cease doubled for two RBIs, and Chavez singled. A pitch is outside, 1-1. Chavez picked up the RBI on his single, and that put Murdoch out of the game. He's still responsible for the two runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. Capers fouls it back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Capers has reached twice today, still looking for his first base hit. A hit batter and a walk today for the catcher. Sikkema is set with his black glove next to his sternum, and his pitch is fouled back to the screen again, just barely held, and then tips over the netting and into the stands for a souvenir. Frisco lead of 10-2 with three more runs this inning, three runs last inning, and three runs again the last time they had scored back in the second inning. And 10 runs on the day on 13 hits. 1-2 the count, and the pitch to Capers. Up and in. And now 2-2. Chris Cease is at third base. Franmir Chavez, the runner at first. In front of 7,014 fans tonight in the ballpark for their last time watching the Rough Riders in Frisco. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss from Capers trying to fish for it and miss the changeup. Strike three from TJ Sikkema as the first out of the inning. Devin Hurdle comes up for his fifth and probably final plate appearance from Riders Field in 2023. His Double-A debut. It's the only time he will play at this venue this season, being the final game of the year at this ballpark. First pitch is on the outside edge for a strike. Hurdle just activated yesterday in his first start today. The Rough Riders were eliminated from playoff contention last night, but playing well today. 0-1 pitch. It's a swing and a miss from Hurdle, 0-2. Give the Rough Riders a lot of credit. It's easy to bow out once you know you can't make the playoffs, and this is a team that wanted to make it. Talking with several guys, they were chatting about the games back in the playoffs and what they needed to do to get in. They wanted to, and although they won't play in the playoffs, they're trying hard still. 0-2 pitch, line towards the left side, past the diving third baseman Wilson, into left field, and a run-scoring base hit. Double-A debut for Devin Hurdle, and it keeps on getting better. His third hit of the evening, and it's an RBI base knock to left field. Devin Hurdle, who had a double in his last at-bat for two RBIs, and this one tacks on another run batted in, a single through the left side. It's now 11-2 Frisco. Chris Cease jogs home. Franmir Chavez to second, and top of the order, Caber Rodriguez takes down and in. Eighth batter of the inning to come to the plate. Still only one out. Runners at first and second. 9-run advantage. And the Rough Riders' biggest inning of the day now. 4 runs have scored. The pitch to Rodriguez is grounded toward short. Could be two. Valera underhands to second after fielding. Vaz turns and throws to first in time. And it comes to a close on a 6-4-3 twin killing. But the Rough Riders bring in 4 runs on 4 hits. Including an RBI double by Chris Cease, RBI single Franmir Chavez, RBI single Devin Hurdle, and the Rough Riders comfortably cruising into the ninth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom will pitch with an 11-2 lead for the Rough Riders. Zach Bigley on the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders in command, leading 11-2 over Northwest Arkansas. Robbie Alstrom's first pitch to Jason Guzman is hit off the fist down the first baseline. Right to Franmer Chavez, who's got it. He takes it to the first base bag, and there's the first out of this ninth inning. The Rough Riders trying to complete this nine-inning game with just two pitchers, something that they haven't done in months, and dating all the way back to June 10th at Corpus Christi. Dylan Shrum, the batter now. He's 2-for-3 with a home run. What a start today by Nick Krauth. He goes 7 1/3 innings, season high 8 strikeouts, only 2 runs allowed. First toss to Shrum from the left-hander. Is at the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders 11 runs on 14 hits tonight. Alstrom stretches and delivers home. Curveball high, 1-1. Don't forget, the Rough Riders will be off tomorrow, and then they'll be on the road. Take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for six games, for the final six games of the 2023 season. Here's the 1-1. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And just a programming update. Josh will have you for game one of that series. I'll be back on Wednesday. Here's the 1-2. Down low and inside, a check swing, and he was able to hold 2-2. Excited to go out to Amarillo and finish the season out there against a very good Sod Poodles team. Always love heading out to Amarillo. Beautiful ballpark. Fun group out there. Here's the stretch from Robbie Alstrom in the 2-2. Inside corner, strike three called. Robbie Alstrom rings up Shrum, and there are two outs here in the ninth inning. It hurts when you don't make the playoffs, but it makes it a little bit nicer when you can finish out the home slate with a win. Great crowds this weekend here in Frisco. Over 7,000 every night. Strike to Vaz in the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Robbie Alstrom will not get a save if he finishes this out. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, top of the zone to strike, and it's 0-2, but you'd love to get that confidence as high as you possibly can. Getting it to a very tough place to pitch in Amarillo next week. 11-2 Rough Riders, top of the ninth, the 0-2, high and inside. Brushed him back with a fastball, 1-2. They played it the opposite way in the outfield, to pull in the infield for the left-handed batter, Vaz, who's 0-3 tonight. Alstrom stretches, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a bouncer to first base. Chavez has got it. Feeds underhand. No, he takes it himself to the bag. Ball game over. Rough Riders win. Frisco wins it 11-2 to put a cherry on top of the 2023 home slate. The Rough Riders win their final home game of the year. Great all-around victory, phenomenal pitching, great offense. Started off with a leadoff homer from Kaber Rodriguez, and the Rough Riders never looked back. They win it 11-2 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They fall in the series 4-2, and now they head on the road to Amarillo next week. Thanks to everybody who did such an amazing job with the entire Frisco Rough Riders staff here at Riders Field. We are so grateful for everything that you have done for all of our amazing people over in the control room all season long, who have done a wonderful job putting on the great television broadcast that we have put on this entire season. We are so grateful for you. We thank you so much, and we thank you as well, the viewers. This has been an incredible season. We hope you join us on the road when we head to Amarillo next week. Rough Riders win it 11-2. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next. Zach Bigley signing off here on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We'll finish it out with the right direction and a win for the Rough Riders in the final home game of 2023. Final score from Frisco here on this September 10th and the last home game of the season. The Frisco Rough Riders 11 and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2, and a convincing victory for Frisco today. Nick Krauth, the winning pitcher, 7 1/3 innings, his season high. 8 strikeouts, his season high. Just 2 earned runs against him, and one of them charged after he left the game. 5 hits on the day for Nick Krauth. He set up the team for victory in the longest start of the year for any Rough Riders starter. And he had some run support to begin with. First pitch of the game, home run. Kaber Rodriguez in the bottom of the first inning. He went yard. The Rough Riders put up 3 runs in the second inning, including a 2-RBI double by Wyatt Lankford. And the Rough Riders had 3 different innings, scoring at least 3 runs. Each of them had an RBI double within them. Lankford had one. Devin Hurdle had another. And Chris Cease had the third. And that's what pieced the Rough Riders tonight in Frisco. 11-2, the final score, with plenty of good offensive numbers for the Rough Riders. 2 hit games for Lankford, Hicks, and Strom. And doubles for Lankford, Hicks, Hurdle, and Cease. Multiple RBIs for Lankford, Cease, and Chavez. Wyatt Lankford went 2-for-4, the double, 2 ribbies, a walk, and a run scored for the 4th overall pick from earlier this year. Good series for Wyatt Lankford. Played all 6 games this week, and he walked 6 times, had 6 hits, and a really solid series playing good defense in left field. Started there 5 of the 6 games. He DH'd one game. Didn't really have any tough plays. He made the routine ones, and there wasn't really all that much that was kind of a bang-bang play or a tough one or any ones that he missed. It was just he made the routine plays, and that was fine, and showed some good speed on the bases as well. Was the final home game of the season. Good to end on a win. The Rough Riders had lost the series, but finished out on the right note. And we'll head to Amarillo for six games to close out the series. Well, I echo Zach's thoughts from moments ago. We just want to thank all the people who have worked these games, come to these games, listened to these broadcasts. We appreciate you following along and rooting for the Rough Riders. Or even if you're not rooting for the Rough Riders, opposing players, families, whoever it may be, just glad that you've tuned in and enjoyed some Frisco Rough Riders baseball in the Texas League in 2023. We're not done yet. A road trip to Amarillo. Did six games to close out the series before four teams head to the playoffs. That will not include Frisco, but it's been a year full of fun moments for the Rough Riders. And tonight was a good one with a lot of scoring, great pitching from Nick Krause, and a victory for Frisco today. Well, I'm Josh Warden. We'll be with you starting Tuesday for that six-game series at Hodgetown, facing the Amarillo Sod Poodles for one final go-around in the 2023 season. For Zach Bigley and everyone else along the way with the Rough Riders, again, thank you to all the fans and everybody tuning in from wherever you are at in Texas and beyond. Josh Warden signing off one final time from Riders Field in 2023. Talk to you again sometime, either in Amarillo or hope we cross paths again or for the first time somewhere around here. Well, signing off as the Rough Riders win it today 11-2 right here in Frisco.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!